province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The ANC in KZN says the party's National General Council must confront South Africa's deepening service delivery crisis. The week-long meeting is underway at the Birchwood Conference Centre in Gauteng. Party President Cyril Ramaphosa is currently addressing delegates. ANC Provincial Coordinator Mike Mabuyakulu says that KZN delegation views the NGC as one of the most important political schools of the ANC. But he says ordinary people are bearing the brunt of government failures at local level. He says water shortages remain one of the most urgent challenges facing communities, and the NGC must discuss among a variety of issues.
Amongst other things, should also deal with how do we ensure that there is a proper funding model for municipalities and to make municipalities to become the real local at the coalface of government at a local level to be able to deliver services to our people. We're also simply saying that we must deal with the issue of the QL membership. And for the first time, it is important that this General Council must deal with the crisis that is facing the National Democratic Revolution. In the main, we know the decision of the South African Communist Party, and we hope that the ANC will be able to crystallize this position.
KZN police say a manhunt for a suspect linked to a deadly stabbing spree in Umzinto on the south coast has come to an end after the man was found dead. It's alleged he stabbed and killed his 32-year-old partner and four people in Malangeni on Saturday night. The provincial SAPS's Robert Nitsiunda says it's believed the couple had an argument at home. He says after fleeing the house, the suspect allegedly stabbed two men on a road nearby.
Police received further reports that there were two other victims, aged 37 and 51 years old, who were stabbed and succumbed to their multiple stab injuries upon arrival at a clinic. Preliminary investigations suggested that they were also stabbed the same suspect. The motive of the stabbing spree is an investigation.
The NPA says the Steinhoff matter has been postponed to next year. The case against Ivan Slabbert has been postponed to January. The case against Hein Oudendal and Stiehan Grobler will be heard again in court on the 5th of February for plea negotiations. And Sri Lanka has almost doubled its military deployment to regions struck by a cyclone that has killed over 600 people. More than 2 million people, nearly 10% of the population, have been affected by the disaster caused by Cyclone Ditwa, the worst on the island this century. And Sri Lanka is expecting further heavy monsoon rains today, topping 50 millimeters in many places. The country's Disaster Management Center says it does not expect the worst affected central region to be spared. It has also issued warnings of further landslides. The army chief says over 38,000 security personnel have been deployed to boost recovery and cleanup operations in flood-affected and landslide-hit areas. Durban, a high of 28 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, both a high of 32. The top story, the ANC in KZN says the party's National General Council must confront South Africa's deepening service delivery crisis. It's currently taking place at the Birchwood Conference Centre in Gauteng, and party president Cyril Ramaphosa is at the moment addressing delegates. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.